Letho found himself looking up into the savage golden-rimmed eyes of a mighty hawk as it hovered over the cage. He loosened his paws from the ropes.
"Who are you, mate? And what are you doing here?"
The big bird perched on a cage roof.
"Kraka! I am the enemy of all cats. I have been watching ye trying to get out of this thing."
The otter smiled ruefully.
"Ain't having much luck, am I?"
The hawk shook his head.
"I will help ye. Push upward on this middle bar, and I will pull. Ready?"
Letho began pushing, grunting with exertion, as he set his paws to the bar. The big bird wrapped its fearsome talons around the bar. Flapping its powerful wings, it strained upward, pulling as Letho pushed. Crack! The bar snapped straight to its centre. Releasing its hold on the broken bar, the hawk hovered in the air for a brief moment, its fierce, unwinking eyes scanning the area.
"Yeeka! Pandy and Pike Talon must go before cats come with bows and slings."
Letho waved to his newfound friend.
"My thanks to you, Pandian. I am called Letho Shellhound. I, too, am an enemy of the cats. Mayhaps we'll meet again."
The osprey circled overhead gracefully.
"Hiya! We will make the cats weep blood, Letho. I will bring the Rulaine and her warriors to help ye."
Without waiting for a reply, Pandian soared off swiftly into the distance, leaving the outlaw with the name pounding through his brain. Rulaine! Rulaine! The High Queen of Green Isle was coming, just as old Zillow had prophesied. He repeated the words aloud like a magic spell.
"Rulaine! Rulaine!"
A quick downward glance assured Letho that all was still quiet below. There was neither sign nor presence of cat guards watching. By grabbing one end of the broken roof bar and yanking it sharply downward, he managed to pull it loose. It was a jagged length of timber, with an iron spike through the top. Crude, but nevertheless, a fearsome weapon in the paws of the outlaw. Clambering out onto the roof of his former prison, Letho shinned up the short length of rope and hauled himself over the windowsill. He went into a fighting crouch, wielding his improvised club, ready to face any beast who stood in his way. But the room was empty, save for a table and a few benches. Letho crept quietly to the door, holding his ear to it. The two cat guards out on the stairhead were talking. Letho eavesdropped on their conversation.
We've been stuck here guarding this door all day. When's Skork gonna send us a relief, hey? When?
The other guard replied gruffly.
I don't know. Why don't you stop complaining to me? Go and ask him. I dare you.
Letho felt the speaker lean his back against the door as he continued taunting his companion.
Go on, mate. You go down there and tell Ophelius you've stood guard long enough. Have you heard what happened to Yund? You'd end up being sliced to bits just like him. Skort might chop you into smaller pieces, cause you ain't even a score cat. You're only a...
The door swung inward, bringing the cat guard stumbling backward with it. Letho slew him with a single blow of his club. However, before he could get to the other, the cat guard was already rushing downstairs, yelling,
"Help! Escape! Shellhound's on the loose! Escape!"
Letho heard the rattle of spears and Skort roaring like a mad beast.
"Don't let him escape! Get up there and capture him quick!